How do you add a little Christmas peace to your everyday life? That was the question I was pondering on Friday, while sitting in the Costco parking lot, stuck behind a car that was double parked because every other parking spot was filled. Now, I know, visiting any retailer a few days before Christmas is going to be a little wacky. It's literally an adventure that requires patience, tenacity, flexibility, and lots of prayer. And if you think about it, parking lots during the holidays are places full of faith. We're always just praying that God will gift us a precious parking spot as soon as supernaturally possible. And so, as I spent those precious moments stuck in that parking lot, I decided I needed to take a deep breath, relax, and de-stress. So I put on a little Christmas music to try and get a little peace during a very unpeaceful time. And so as my Christmas playlist cycled through hymns, old standards, gospel pieces, pop, and even Christmas punk, I noticed that many different kinds of artists and many different kinds of songs have one very specific trick they use to make their music sound more Christmassy. And that's this. Jingle Bells. This little jingle and jangle is used to make every song feel a tad more like Christmas. Now we know the jingle bells work in a song like Jingle Bells. But did you also notice these bells in Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You? Andy Williams, in his 1963 Christmas album, doesn't seem to use any bells. But then we get to Little Drummer Boy, and the snare drum is matched with a hard and harsh jingle bell. Hanson, the 90s pop group who became famous for their song Bop, have no problem adding bells to literally every song that they do. When artists want to set a Christmas mood, these bells are used to set the tone. So I wonder, would using these bells be able to turn any moment into a Christmas one? Like, if I had these bells on Friday while waiting for the parking spot, for that parking spot at Costco, would my situation feel different if I just jingled these bells? And if that worked, would these bells also help out when I had to sit down for a tough meeting with my boss? Or when I'm trying to figure out my taxes, or when I have to remind my kids for the 100th time to turn out the lights before they leave the house? Can these bells turn any situation into a Christmas one, bringing a little joy and, I hope, some peace? But this kind of thinking assumes that there is only one kind of Christmas. Christmas needs to feel a certain way, have certain kinds of joy, family and friends around us to be Christmassy. Yet not every Christmas is as peaceful as we hoped they would be. Some of us will spend tonight and tomorrow alone. Others are spending their first holiday without someone they loved. A few of us might be dreading seeing our family members, and still others don't want to see what their credit card bill will be after the presents are all unwrapped. And all of us, as this community of faith, know that there are folks nearby who lack the food, the shelter, and the access to healthcare they need to thrive. It's easy to just jingle these bells and imagine that Christmas is really centered on a feeling of happiness and comfort. But not every Christmas will fit on a Hallmark card. And there are moments when the jingle of bells doesn't really feel appropriate. There are certain experiences, certain songs that our lives sing, where the jingle jangle of bells would not cover up or erase or change what we are going through. As we live our lives and experience everything that life has to offer, the sounds of Christmas, of what we imagine and think Christmas is supposed to be, may not actually be what we need. And yet, it's at those moments, I think, when we need Christmas the most. But I don't mean Christmas as merely a tone or a mood or some kind of backing soundtrack to our lives. Rather, when we are living through our non-Christmas moments, that's when we need Christmas to be as it truly is. We need to know that God chose to come into the world at an imperfect time. When a 9-month pregnant Mary had to travel over 90 miles on a donkey because the Roman Empire was forcing them to be counted. And when Jesus came into the world, he wasn't born in a palace or a hospital or a medical ward. He entered the world in a stable, where an animal's food dish served as his first crib. Jesus came into this world just like we do, vulnerable, weak, and helpless. Jesus, God, the creator of the universe, the one who is past, present, and future all at once, decided to live a life where someone else had to take care of him. God came into our world to truly be one of us, to know our pain, to feel our loneliness, to celebrate our joys, and to experience every one of our frustrations. Jesus chose to do something unbelievable. He chose to be an actual human being. Like all artists who use bells to turn any song into a Christmas song, Jesus chose to live a human life so that he could add a little bit of himself to everything we experience. He is there when Christmas feels like Christmas, and he's also there when Christmas feels so very far away. And the moments when we feel alone or abandoned, or when we don't even know what we believe, we might feel like Christmas is really a story for other people. But it's not. Christmas is about Jesus coming into this world and into our lives as we already are, and not as we think we're supposed to be. Christmas is about the creator of the universe becoming human, because your life has value, your life has meaning, and you and this world are worth more than you can possibly know. Christmas is more than just the sound of jingle bells, trying to turn every moment into a Hallmark one. We are, in Christ, surrounded by a love that holds us, guides us, and strengthens us, especially when we are in our greatest need. This love, this Christmas, this Jesus, will always be with us, because tonight is the night when God became human. Amen.